And again, thank you so much for tuning in to KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzek, and joining me via Zoom is Leslie Swada, who's going to tell us about all things Hummingbird Fest. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
And yep, it's April, and that is the time for the Hummingbird Festival. It's a little different, I think, probably than it has been in past years, but it's still a go.
Yeah, we had our first event last Friday, and it was snowing, almost a whitewash at Ward Lake, but we did have 6 students and 3 parents, so that was lovely. The weather did clear up towards the end of the event, but so we canceled the morning event because we had no folks signed up. And then in the afternoon, all of the participants that had signed up did show up. So that was really nice. So that is one difference this year, is that we are requiring a sign ups for all of our events. And, you know, we're doing this just so we know how many materials to bring, and also just to, you know, provide any pandemic requirement information to people if they decide to participate.
And it sounds like you have a lot of activities. Maybe it's for families or kids with walks around Ward Lake or in other locations to kind of get out there and look at the world around you.
Right. I think it's something that's really needed because most people have, you know, just been sequestered in their homes. And I think a lot of people are ready to get outside and explore and have some fun with people that would like to share their expertise with them. So, we're really looking forward to it. You know, as you know, last year we were unable to do it. And so, and this year is extra special because we have Woodsy Owl, and it is his 50th year. And his celebrations start nationwide on Earth Day. So Earth Day is on a Thursday this year, April 22nd, and that is when we're going to have a really nice big day out at Ward Lake. Woodsy will be there.
Woodsy.
Exactly. Yeah. Woohoo.
You can meet Woodsy.
Exactly. So, and then we're going to have just lots of events around owls that week. So that's next week. So owl pellet dissection, and it's basically a fake owl pellets. So, you know, parents don't have to worry that, you know, their kids are going to be getting into something not so nice. And then, you know, just lots of information about owls. The other thing I'd like to mention that people can actually do on their own is the Agents of Discovery app. And this is an app that's nationwide that is free, and you download it, and you should download it prior to heading out to Ward Lake. And then it takes you around Ward Lake based on where you are standing. So if you're 50 feet within the zone, there's several zones around the lake, I think there's 10, it will pop up a question about Woodsy Owl or other birds that are migrating through. So it's just a fun gaming platform that, you know, youth or families can work together to figure out the answers and move around. And with that, I would say if people want to, you know, take a picture or, you know, a snapshot of their completion of that, you know, we will provide them with a patch that they are a Discovery Center agent. So it's a pretty nice patch.
And you also on Saturdays, I think maybe it's other days, but I see them at least on Saturdays, that you have birding, like bird walks with biologists. And how does that work with the social distancing and such? You still just meet up at a location and go out together?
Yeah, we went out to Rotary Beach on Saturday, and again, it was snowing. But it was quite lovely, and you know, everybody's just masked up, and you know, Steve Heinle was there, and Ben Lemley, and you know, they're so good at just putting the scope up and, you know, locking in on the bird and describing the bird's characteristics, you know, where they're migrating to, you know, any number of facts. And, you know, it was a lovely day. We saw, I think it was 35 species just at Rotary Beach. So, you know, yeah, that's kind of the way it's going to be. This Saturday, we will be at Ward Lake at 8 a.m. With the same group of people and the same birding experts. And, you know, we hope that, you know, more people are able to come out and the weather isn't, you know, so cold. Because, you know, it's hard enough for people, I think, to get up with the birds. And then it's even harder if it's snowing and, you know, these types of things. So hopefully it's good weather. And, you know, I led the bird walk last Friday. And there were quite a few species, but they should really increase this week. So just really looking forward to that.
Okay. And I'm seeing a lot of birds in my neighborhood. It's getting... They come in like clusters. It'll be just like large groups of birds and then nobody for a while. And then another large group will pass through, but pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
You also are still doing the Friday night insight programs.
Yeah. So we started those in January and they're virtual for the most part. We're hoping to, you know, once people are more vaccinated and that we're going to see about, you know, reopening the center, but there's a lot of protocols that we have to meet. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, for now they have been virtual. They've been very successful. And yeah, we're really looking forward to it. This year, since people again are at home and they're staying close to home, our insights have focused on, you know, other ranger districts. What are the things people can do outdoors as families? You know, close by. So, you know, we focus on Wrangell Ranger District. We focus on Prince of Wales Island. We focus on Petersburg. Last week it was Cordova and their birding festival there. But, you know, so things people can do in Alaska, you know, which is what we call our home. So yeah, this month, this coming Friday, our staff at the center are trying to put together a woodsy owl history and, you know, just talking about woodsy owl, how he came to be and, you know, just celebrating everything, you know, that he has us aspire to, I'll put it that way, you know, just caring for the land, you know, giving a hoot, don't pollute, just those messages and, you know, how they've kind of shaped us over the years. And then the next week, it's going to be discovering the Rufous Hummingbird. And that is with Gwen Bayless. She's actually come here before and done bird banding with us at Ward Lake for the Hummingbird Festival. So she is actually a certified hummingbird bander, if you can imagine. I mean, they are, you know, the size of your thumb. And, you know, she's putting a very tiny, tiny band around their tiny, tiny ankle. And it's just extraordinary. I mean, it's amazing the experts that we have across Alaska who are willing to share their knowledge and expertise with our community. So she is going to be talking about her research and the knowledge she's gained over the years about, you know, our very special Rufous Hummingbird that visits us every single spring and summer and then heads all the way back down to the tip of Mexico. So yeah, really excited about that. And then on the 30th, we're going to have our very own wildlife biologist, Ben Lemley, speak about birding, bird watching, twitching. It's awesome, and you should be doing it. So this is an exploration of learning about the birds and then how you go about starting to become a birder. And I think especially now, it's a very great hobbies for people to get into because you can sit in your house and, you know, learn the birds, watch them, that kind of thing, or head out into the field and try to see them, you know, on your own with your family, you know, whatever, or with a group of experts. So the sky's the limit, no pun intended. And yeah, it's just a great opportunity to learn from him. So that is in a couple of weeks. April 30th.
All right. You mentioned that if people want to sign up for some of these activities, they need to register, where would they find the registration information? I have a poster before me that has lots of really long paths to follow in order to register for things. So is there an easy way to find these programs and sign up for them?
Yeah, the easiest way would be to follow us on our Facebook page at Tongass NF. And then you can navigate and find it easier that way, our website, because the website, like you said, is incredibly long and it can become tedious. And, you know, it's too much to write down right now for people. So that is the easiest way. So our Facebook again is at Tongass NF.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to speak about this morning?
We are having a Woodsy Owl poster and coloring exhibit. So just want to mention that. You can just find those coloring sheets online. It's very easy. You know, you can Google Woodsy Owl and they'll pop up right away, or you can design your own poster. So those submissions can be put in a contactless box on the front steps of the Southeast Alaska Discovery Center, 8 a.m. through 4:30. And those are due today. However, I mean, if submissions come in, we will accept them. So, you know, don't hold back.
Okay, maybe a couple more days. And
absolutely, through the week, that's fine.
Okay.
Absolutely fine.
Excellent. All right, well, thank you much, unless there's anything else you wanted to add.
Well, thank you, Maria. It's great talking to you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
It's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
Let's get outside.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember when the Discovery Center shut down. It was sort of, all the programs sort of halted. And then, of course, everything going virtual. And we will have much of this information on our website, krbd.org, things that are date specific and time specific. So we'll get those on our calendar as well, and have links to some of those pathways as well. Thank you very much, Leslie Swada from the Southeast Alaska Discovery Center.